DW.
Me dije el toco USR. Ray Martínez, la realidad de un privado libertad, un sentimiento de libertad. Estas son las voces ignoradas que te hablan tras las rejas. Ya, Free Combi, esto es Free Combi.
Free Combi is a hip hop group that was born in the guts of one of the most violent prisons in Venezuela.
Inside the album, there's a song saying that music saves lives. And that's something with which I can identify. I love music as much as I love the family we have created in San Juan.
This is Edgar Ramirez Viloria, better known as El As. He was released last year from the Central Penitentiary of Venezuela, popularly known as San Juan, where he spent 3 years for drug trafficking. The family Edgar speaks of is a group of 14 rappers whose lives were changed forever by their time in San Juan.
I have already been in other prisons before, every time for different crimes. But this one marked me. It changed my life. There I met my brothers, and over time, we got to know each other. We became friends, comrades, and rappers. And that's how our life story began to change.
It's a story that started on a Sunday morning during visitation hours.
My name is Queen Rose, and in hip-hop.
Jacqueline Torres is known throughout the hip-hop world as Queen Rose. Unlike the other 14 rappers, her music career started outside San Juan's bars. During that time, the father of her kids, also known as Chotman the Rapper, was in prison in San Juan. One of the many times Jacqueline went to visit Chotman, she realized something. Something that, perhaps, nobody had noted before, since it was immersed in a world that nobody desires to enter.
Vi que allí habían super bastantes raperos con muchísimo potencial.
I saw many rappers with a lot of potential, and since I was working in the same genre, I thought that maybe in them I might find the guys I couldn't find on the streets. Inside those walls, I noticed so many shortcomings. So I thought it was important to take these rappers out of that world of violence and bad intentions, make them concentrate not only on surviving, but on making music as well.
Y de que su mente estuviera ocupada de una rutina como tal, o de violencia, o de algunas malas mañas.
And just like that, two inmates and a visitor gave rise inside of those walls to this movement known as Free Combi.
Tanto tiempo tratando de cambiar, tiempo perdido, nada va a cambiar. ¿Y cuánto tiempo tendré que esperar para que el sufrimiento pueda parar?
It was like in 2012, the first time we went into the General Penitentiary.
This is Andrés Figueredo, executive producer of Free Combi.
And we met this group of rappers, they were freestylers. And they called themselves Free Convict. They were like a hip-hop group. They were kind of disorganized. They had this dream of building a studio, of having the ability to record.
Believe it or not, it happened. The dream came true. Through some contacts in the music industry and by dealing with the internal security, which, ironically, is the kingpin of the prison, known in Venezuela as El Pran, the producers got the necessary money to build a studio. With the studio, a concept of reconciliation and rebuilding started as well.
So it started as a very simple project, but eventually it evolved to where we are now. We're about to release the album, and it's been many years of struggling to you know, not only build, but also to create a sense of community and general understanding of what these kids can do to leave that world that brought them to the prison in the first place.
Batalla sentado tras de sillones, basta de mover al mundo solo apretando botones, basta de tener bocones representando el ghetto y de que ignoren a la gente que solo exige respeto, basta de tantos microbios.
Corruption in Venezuela's prison has created a black market where everything, and I mean everything, from drugs to arms, is for sale. Each person has to look to their own safety, trying to scratch together enough money to pay a tax imposed by El PRAN to ensure they won't be attacked. Most of the time, there's no light, no running water, no food. So expecting something positive coming from this underworld is a very complicated exercise. However, according to Freedom, one of the 14 rappers that have since been released, that's what makes this project so special. It was born in the most unlikely of places.
Es como la flor de loto. ¿Qué hace la flor de loto tan especial? Que nace en el fango más asqueroso.
Free Convert is like the lotus flower. What makes this flower so special? It emerges from within the most disgusting mud, but it's one of the most beautiful flowers you can find. We're like that flower. We were discovered inside a place where nobody thought you could find people that enjoy culture. Usually, society looks at us as only criminals. We try to make people understand through our music that we can be more than that.
As one can imagine, the struggle was big. The challenges were many. And even for those who were no longer inmates when the recording process started, it was a psychological challenge to return to the hell they had left behind.
Coming back to a place where one suffered that much was a big challenge for me. When I was entering, I felt a huge rush of adrenaline. I wasn't entering as a criminal anymore. I was visiting my brothers. So instantly I said to myself, the last time I was crossing this door, I was detained. Now I'm coming to record and to finish the album that started here. I did it for them, for the ones that are not yet free.
Lo hice por ellos, pues.
Y el diablo anda cazando almas desatado, muerte de un lado al otro, el mundo como ha cambiado, convives.
More often than not, men who find themselves in prison have something in common. They come from poor, non-educated households. For many, the murderer, the thief, or the guy with a gun was a role model since a young age. This is something that Free Convict is also trying to change.
The concept with the Free Convicts is that not only does this help them change, it also helps people who will listen to the message that these kids are going to give change, because the demographic in Venezuela that listens to hip-hop is the demographic most prone to fall into the world of crime. It's people between 15 and 25 years old, and it's kids who, you know, don't see a way out, but maybe by listening to music, maybe the message, just getting the message out there, is a different way to approach a social problem that we have. And not only maybe they identify themselves with these guys who have gone through the path, but it's also a warning.
Although this report was meant to end on a positive note, the profound crisis in Venezuela makes it impossible. The crisis has spread into the judicial system, where riots have become common throughout prison facilities. The situation is so ungovernable that many prisons are closing due to violence between inmates and guards. San Juan is no exception. Today, the destiny of the 10 Free Convict members that remain in San Juan is uncertain. All of them were transferred to different prisons around the country, and the studio was dismantled. Meanwhile, the ones at liberty keep fighting from outside to keep the music alive. For DW, I'm Mariana Zúñiga, Caracas, Venezuela.
El ritmo del saxo te dice que es de la cárcel para el mundo. Todos en el mismo rumbo. La música viaja en segundo.
This report was brought to you by DW.